Well, as Father Gregory likes to say, we're having church tonight. At the beginning of my homilies during Lent, I would often ask, how is your Lent going? Tonight will be a little different, like a lot of things tonight. I'll ask, so how was your Lent? I hope it prepared you for tonight, for a night of music, service, and a celebration of God's love, and that it brought you closer to Christ in your walk with Christ. My Lent, I guess, was what God wanted it to be. In my judgment, it was horrible. Everything I tried to sacrifice, I failed. So I tried to practice disciplines that would bring me closer to Christ. And in my judgment, those failed too. But I do have faith that my efforts, my putting one foot in front of the other, as I continued to grow closer to Christ, were received by Christ. Because as he says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, my yoke is easy and my burden light. So we can lay our burdens down now and remember the love of Christ and move on to the celebration of his passion and death, the highlight of our liturgical year. But before we leave Lent behind for the year, as we bring this penitential season to a close, a look back at where we have been during the Sundays of Lent might prove useful. The point of Lent is to bring us closer to God, to convert our hearts. Each Sunday provided us with some image of Jesus that reflected what a converted community might look like. From the first Sunday of Lent, where we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and are shown by our Lord how to handle temptation, to being reminded to be as faithful as Abram and we will be rewarded, to seeing how we can be transfigured and bear fruit, to how we can reconcile and be reconciled, and how we can sin no more and be marked by the compassion of our Lord and his passion. We can be able to see that these images and ideas are images and ideas that reflect Christ and our faith and move us towards a converted heart. So that's where we've been. Where are we going? To the resurrection, of course, of which tonight is the beginning. So to quote from the Seder meal, why is this night different from all other nights? For our catechumens and candidates, this night will be different from all other nights or masses than any of you have ever been to. Tonight is different because tonight we remember in a special way that we are the people of the table. This is the Mass of the Lord's Supper. So we remember the institution of our Lord's sacrifice. We remember how he loved us to the end. Tonight is also different because we will also remember our Lord's teaching by reenacting the scene from tonight's gospel in the washing of each other's feet, called the mandatum, in English, the mandate. We are reminded that we are the people of the towel. Tonight we are reminded in song by one of my favorites, written by Father Bob Dufford, on how we are to love. The song is, Love One Another. Sing the refrain with me, if you like.
Love one another as I have loved you. Care for each other, I have cared for you. Bear each other's burdens, bind each other's wounds, and so
in that moment, when we show love, in the binding and the caring, you will know Christ's return. In that moment, when we bear each other's burdens, we will know what it means to be Christ to one another. The washing of the feet is not an academic exercise. It's a real-life, on-the-job training exercise. Remember, Christ tells Peter when he resists that he must have his feet washed in order to share in his inheritance. So it is with us. We must be able to accept Christ's love and service as well as being an agent for Christ to serve others. Earlier today, the Pope washed the feet of some incarcerated youth. Think about that. One of the most powerful people in the world is washing the feet of arguably some of the least powerful and who are judged by our society to be sinners. What a picture. Think about the grace conferred to both of them in that moment. Do you think any will be converted? Do you think any have refused? What about us tonight? How many of us will refuse to be washed tonight because of our pride or our ugly feet? It doesn't matter. Christ loves us all, especially because of our pride and our ugly feet. However, if you think your feet are ugly, remember that at the time of Jesus, people wore sandals and walked barefooted. Where they walked was also where the animals walked. So there was dirt and dung on the disciples' feet as Jesus was washing them. Keep in mind, when you think your feet are ugly, keep that in mind. There's another lesson that Jesus is conveying in the Last Supper. Notice that he washes the disciples' feet and doesn't ask for anything in return. He says, "You ought to wash one another's feet. I give you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Notice that he doesn't ask them to wash his feet. His model is more of a pay it forward than a pay it back. We who have been forgiven and graced by the Lord are to do the same for others. We are to point to Jesus. As awesome as it is to think about God washing the disciples' feet, the gift that we really need to remember tonight is the gift of the Eucharist. While Eucharist means thanksgiving, it is not redundant to give thanks for it. From its very institution, Jesus intended the Eucharist to recapitulate, and in more than mere concepts, God's saving action through salvation history. All the fundamental themes are present in the Eucharistic sacrifice. We hear echoes of the Passover meal that was read to us in the first reading when we celebrate the Eucharist. Only on this night, the angel of death will come for only one, the firstborn of God, Jesus, the Lamb of God. We eat the body and drink the blood of the Lamb. We see in the Eucharist God with us. What more can I say? Be amazed at the love of God. Allow yourself to be loved by him. Behold the Lamb of God, for it is by his wounds we are healed. Amen.